their family in our church. And so Brother Darrell, he's going to turn that button on, rear back, and let it rip. And so here we go. Yes, sir. God bless you now.
Amen. It's good singing. On. All right. Nice to see a crowd full tonight. I tell you what, God's good. Amen. Another Mother's Day has come and almost gone. Thank God for mothers, good mothers. And I tell you what, cream of the crop do we have here. Amen. I tell you, just for a little while, I want you to turn your Bible to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Starting verse number 1, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them about the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, Dylan, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." For a little while, I'm going to preach on how much understanding do you have tonight, amen? Mark, lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. My son, he's talking to us tonight. "Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." I tell you what, we live in a day when the laws of God are forgotten, amen. They're not understood, they're forgotten, they're read under the rug, they're swept under the rug, amen. That's the reason why we've got a generation of children like we have tonight, amen. May I remind you tonight that 1 in 4 0 through 12th grade children or kids or young adults think they're trans or gay, amen. 1 in 4. Is that not a shame tonight here in America? We wonder what's happened when we forgot God's laws, amen. We've got time for everything and everything under the sun but God's laws. God will show us. "For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee." I tell you what, mercy and truth needs to be around our neck tonight, amen. It says, "Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart." What's on your heart tonight? "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man," amen. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." I'll tell you what, who are you trusting tonight? You trusting in riches? You trusting in America? They're going to fall, amen. Riches will fall. You trusting in your bank account tonight? It's going to fall tonight. God said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding." Understanding, I tell you what, I want to stop there for just for a little while tonight. Understanding, definition of it is the ability to understand something, comprehension, an individual perception or judgment of a situation. Understanding. How much do you understand tonight, Appleby Baptist? And may I not forget you mothers tonight. Do you realize that when you have a child, listen to it again, just because you can spit them out doesn't make you a mother, amen. I tell you what, the world's full of little whores tonight. They can just spit them out for a check at the end of the month. But that does not make you a mother tonight. Now, I realize I'm speaking to the cream of the crop tonight, but I'll tell you what, understanding. Do you realize, mothers, that you're supposed to be, like the pastor said, a keeper at home? You're supposed to train up your children in the way they should go. And I'll tell you what, so many times when we put them in public school, we can blame that on the public school, but I tell you what, you mothers that homeschool, you can only blame yourself. If your little dumpling can't tell you what 2 + 2 is, and he don't know how to read or she don't know how to read, amen, it's not the public school's fault tonight, amen. The Bible talks about lean not unto your own understanding. Well, that understanding goes a long way. Do you realize it's your job, mama, to make sure that that little dumpling understands some things, amen. Do you realize it, Appleby Baptist, that you never get too old to understand some things? I grow day to day, amen. I tell you what, I've still not arrived. I tell you what, my pastor here helps me understand the Word of God. Amen. So as a mother, you better realize it. Look, you know what the difference in a mom and a real mother is? A real mother realizes that when she has children, it's not just about her anymore. It's about that little darling that I've just birthed. And I'll tell you what, it's not no longer my life, but our life. And this little thing's going to need some understanding, amen. And not only understanding from the Word of God, I'll tell you what, which is a great thing. God says that, look, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not on your own understanding. We need to teach these little people that, look, as you grow and learn, you better not trust on your own understanding. That'll get you in trouble, ladies. You better trust in the Lord and the power of His might, because you'll fail in your own understanding. Like the pastor said, I realize that most of us think that we've arrived, and we know it all, amen. But the Lord reminds us, you better trust in Him. You better trust in Him tonight. The worst thing we can do, and by the way, it's not only the Bible way, but I'll tell you what, and I know this may rub some of you wrong, but I'll tell you what, we are to be teaching our children the ways of the world, because you know the Bible tells him when he sent his disciples out, what did he tell them? What did he tell them when he sent his disciples out? He said, look, he said, 10:16, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. I'll tell you what, we shelter these little children. We bring them up in church. We make sure that they know the Word of God, and then we shove them right on out there in the world, and they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue what's going on. They don't understand the ways of the world. They don't understand a business aspect of it. And do you think that they're going to live in this church all their life? See what I'm saying? There's another part of understanding that we as Christians have failed. We want our children to fail. Don't tell them about this wicked world, amen. I'm going to tell you what, they'll chew them up and spit them out after we've kept them in church their whole life, amen. They don't know what to expect. I'm going to tell you right now, understanding. I listened as I went to Crystal Beach the other day to the Heartland preacher. I tell you what, I tried not to like him, but the more I listened to him, preacher, it's pretty impressive. He was charging the graduates. And he said, before you get your diploma, I'm going to make sure that you understand some things. First of all, are you saved? Are you saved tonight? If you come into church and you just play in church, I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to graduate from this life to the next and go to heaven if you're not saved, amen. You better make sure that you understand salvation and that I am truthfully saved. Salvation. I tell you what, why do you go to a Baptist church? Why do you believe Baptist doctrine? What about the understanding of it? That was good. I was surprised. I'm going to tell you right now, Baptist doctrine is Bible doctrine, amen. It is Bible doctrine. Oh, yeah. This old King James Bible that I preach from, it is the inherent word of God, amen. It's the truth from cover to cover. All others are just a bunch of fake, amen. Do you understand that? It's pretty good. The gospel is the only way to salvation, amen. Your salvation, if you are saved tonight, it come through one person, and his name is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Do you understand that tonight? This is simple preaching, but I'll tell you what, so many people are living in and out of the church today that don't have a clue and that don't have that understanding that they need to have, amen. It's the gospel. Why do you come to a church that lifts up their voice like a trumpet, amen, and preach it? And God said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Do you understand that tonight? Why do you go to a church that has a dress code? Now again, like the preacher said, I ain't into the ankles and elbows, amen. But I'll tell you what, if you bend over, we ought not see the hoo-ha's around there. You ought to dress in such a way of holiness, amen. And if I've said it once, I've said it again. Men, if you're showing everything you got, amen, you may need to buy just a size or two larger, amen. Do you understand that? Is that pretty clear tonight? We ought to be a separated people. We ought to be just a little different. And if you're not, you got a problem. Oh, yes. Now, the local church, this is what I really liked about him. He said, you not come up here so that we can take you away from your local church. We come up here so that we can teach you how to better serve your local church, amen. Never thought I would have heard it. Do you understand some things tonight? God said you better not lean on your own understanding, that you better trust him with your whole heart. Because I'll tell you what, it's not only charging these youngsters and the ones who are about to graduate, but I'll tell you what, some of us older people need to be understanding some things too. Also, should I say, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9, it says, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart. And with a willing mind, for the Lord searcheth all hearts and understanding all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Oh, yeah. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Like I said before, most of us think that we're just a little step above and that we're just a little wiser than what we really are. Yes, true understanding tonight is know where you fit in. Yes. And know that, look, I hadn't arrived yet. Yes. There's a path that I'm walking and that I'm serving day by day. I may fall here and there and I may stumble, but I know that the Lord I serve will get me up and keep me going on that right path, amen. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I'll tell you what, if you fear the Lord like you ought to, you'll depart from evil. Because you'll have so much reverential fear of the Lord that I'll tell you what, that when your path goes just a little astray, you know, we already know by our understanding that God's watching. You may think that your mom and dad don't know what's going on and that their eyes are not everywhere. But may I remind you tonight that the Lord's eyes are watching. They know what you're doing. He knows what you're thinking, amen. Lord, help me. Lord, help us all tonight. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. God gives us some things and tells us if you do certain things, he'll add some length to thy days. And it'll be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. Are you doing that tonight, Appleby Baptist? May I remind you tonight that you cannot outgive God. Amen. Increase. If you got to increase, you better make sure God gets the first. Amen. Or you're a God robber tonight. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Here we go again. God said, go ahead and do right, and your barns will be filled with plenty. And thy precious shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. I'll tell you what I know, as you're growing up, youngsters, that you hate the correcting hand of your mother and daddy, amen. And sometimes you despise that. I've got a grandson that when he gets in real bad trouble, you can see it just all over him. He just can't take it. And he'll grit those teeth and it just takes over on him. But your mother and dad correct you because they love you. And they wanted you to know the understanding of why you are being corrected. And may you not make those same mistakes again. So does the Lord with us, amen. You know why? It says, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. Even as a father, the son in whom he delighted. You know the Lord loves us tonight. And if you can get by with some of the things you are without the Lord smiting you, you better watch out because you're probably a bastard, not a son. Because I'm going to tell you what, I don't get away with much, and boy, I get a stinking feeling. Oh, man. You better watch it. You better get it right. Smite my old heart. And you better be glad that most of us, he does it in private. Because he could do it out in the open and shame on us, amen. Think about some of the things you've done just this week. if God brought it out to light, what a shame we would be, amen. Go ahead and tell it. Some of you are looking green again. You know why? Because we're all of us alike due passion. If we got what we deserve, what have we often said? We'd be in a hell. But no, God loves us, and he chasteneth us. You know why? Because we're growing. My prayer tonight as I leave you is, listen, may we not get chastened so much, and why don't we come to an understanding that we just do right? You know, sin's never snuck up on me, preacher. I've always run to it. I'm probably the only one. I know sin has just snuck up on you, and you didn't really mean it. But I'm sorry to tell you, it's not that way with me. I'm sorry. Even when I knew better and I understood, the flesh is weak. That's the reason why we need to be saturated with the Word, be faithful down at the house of God, so that somebody can shoot it to you straight. Moms, it's Mother's Day. You know what? You need to be shooting it straight every day, every night. I know you love those little darlings, but go ahead and trust in what they're telling you. Go ahead. You'll be in trouble one of these days. They'll be in trouble, and we'll all be in trouble. One of us fails, all of us fails. Amen? Amen? I put it on all of us. I tell you what, God's good tonight, but I tell you what, it's a work in progress. We better stay straight and true to the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, lean not onto our understanding. Trust in the Lord with our whole heart, and we'll be okay. And I appreciate you tonight. God bless you, preacher.
All right, good job. That's a good job. Let's stand to our feet. Has God spoken today to your heart? And just simply do something between you and him about it. That's where it's going to count at. And so as a result of that, let's go to the Lord and we'll pray. We'll get ready to dismiss. And certainly whatever God's tugged at your heart about, you ought to deal with. All right? All right, no other word, announcement, prayer request, Brother David.